Proclamation number 1386, dated the April 20th, 1940. Dispensations of Providence are divine will. Guarantee for highest maturity. It is the Lord's will that everything which lifts subordinates itself to His laws. Consequently, nothing can happen that is not according to divine will, as long as it concerns events which affect a person by providence for the purpose of inner experience. The human being's will can never oppose divine will. He will never succeed in abolishing or changing what God has determined, for such is not within His power. The human being's will has to fall in line with it. He must effectively agree, even if it does not correspond to his will, since this coercion signifies his guarantee to be able to achieve the highest goal. That is, he is thereby given every opportunity towards higher development. Nevertheless, whether he makes use of it or not entirely depends on his will. But with a human being be able to shape his own destiny, this guarantee would not be given, for he has no idea what his spirit needs and in which way it can be set free. Therefore, God Himself determines the fate of every individual person and arranges it such that his will cannot be counteracted because of lack of understanding or a rebellious will. And thus the divine creator demonstrates with his laws the most loving care for his living creations. His wisdom recognizes the state of every individual, and he always aims to bestow upon everyone the greatest possible means of help through dispensations of providence which ensure spiritual progress. The fact that so many opportunities remain unused is not due to the Creator's will, but is entirely due to the human being if he pays too little attention to his inner life. Yet this person could also be granted a different life, but he would never use it for the benefit of his soul. Therefore, he should never consider his immature state of soul to be the result of his earthly destiny. For even if God gave him the freedom to shape his own destiny, he would remain on the same level, since his will does not strive towards ascent. The same applies to those entities which, in full possession of their will, populate the world of the beyond and which are therefore free from all earthly weight. They, too, are subject to a certain law which they have to submit to. If they are perfect, they can only want that which is God's will. And in the state of imperfection, the fate of the beings in the beyond is, like in earthly life, allotted to them such that it is most likely to contribute towards the soul's purification, realization and advancement. Once again, divine will applies, and once again it is left up to them to submit themselves, i.e., their will, to divine will or to resist it, but they can never change this will or make it ineffective. One will rules all. Everything that subordinates itself to this will of its own accord is redeemed, yet damned are the beings which want to oppose the divine will. For this intention will only end with their downfall. Divine will can never ever be excluded. Even where human will is at work accomplishing things which contradict divine will, it is only with God's permission that this human work succeeds, in order to thereby bring help to a soul in spiritual distress, as nothing could ever happen which would be entirely against his will. For his wisdom, love and omnipotence determines everything that happens. And this wisdom, love and omnipotence only ever wants what is best for every one of his created beings. And therefore it is impossible for any being to oppose this will. Only the shaping of its soul is left for the being to manage itself. This is not compelled by the Creator in the slightest, and thus the being can use its free will according to its own discretion. Amen.